Track 4, Galtina. This month, Galtina is going to talk about rabbits and the insurance man.
Hello together, I'm the Galtina. That's great to be here, and you'll be hearing from me some good old Norfolk dialect with my pooms and squit. Everything we ate years ago when I was a little old girl, that was mostly homegrown out of the garden. We even used to eat our own chickens, you know, and I was taught to pluck chickens and even skin a rabbit at an early age. I couldn't do it now, you know. I was going over to do a do the other day, and this great old rabbit, you know, come over the bank, and then boom, boom, I ran over it while I stood there. I nearly started a howl, I did. And my friend Stephanie, who's a hairdresser, she come along. Tina, she said, whatever's the matter? Oh, I said, Stephanie, I said, oh no, ran over this rabbit, come here and have a look at it. Well, that poor little old rabbit. She say, don't you worry about that, girl, she say. I got something that can help it. Help it, I thought. She ain't got help that. Well, she went in her bag. She come out and she sprinkled this stuff over this little old rabbit, and to my amazement, that got up. That jumped over the hedge. That went across the field, and every now and again that had turned over and its little old paw would like wave. That little old rabbit that went a bit further, that turned over, looked, and that waved again. Stephanie, I said, whatever was that you had? She said, well, that was hair restorer, she say, with a permanent wave. But they couldn't do that. They couldn't skin a rabbit and that now. There's a lot of funny laws about, ain't there? We can all remember conkers at school. I was lucky because I had what they call a sixer. That mean no one had beat me six times. Well, because they wouldn't. Because mother had boiled it in vinegar and then she'd put it in the oven. That's why no one beat my conkers. She was a great character, mother did. She done all our own haircuts, you know. I got a picture of all our haircuts, you know, and we all had the same shape basin. But I tell you what, we always looked smart. Also, we had a front room. Now, people don't have them these days, do they? Not many people. And that was always the posh room. That was the room where you were allowed to go in at Christmas, or if there's any posh company, they went in there. And we had the old insurance man used to come in there, and mother always wore an apron. And if the old insurance man turned up in his car, she'd get her apron and she'd wipe all the top of the units before he come to the door, so that looked all right. The old dust had gone. And we used to pay, or she used to pay, 10 pence a week to the old insurance man. And at the end, when we went to our big school, that would always go for our school uniform, so they'd draw on it for the school uniform. I said that to boy David. I said, did you ever get anything like that? He said, oh yes, he said. My mother used to do 10 pence a week to the insurance man, he said, but father bought a wheelbarrow, ours. That's a rum, isn't it? Mother always took me to school on the back of an old bike. Now, they have all these posh old cars, don't they? I can remember Swordston Common going along there to that old school. That was lovely. And that was where I first met little old Billy, really. There was an advert in our window that the Antiques Roadshow were going to come on to Swordston Common. So, of course, I thought, well, I don't know, that said bring something if you don't know what it is or how much that's worth, and we'll let you know. So, of course, I took a vase, and that wasn't worth a lot, and my friend, she took a little old pot, that wasn't worth nothing either. And we stood there, and all of a sudden, old Billy, he come along with a wheelbarrow, with this great old sheet over something, blast, that looked heavy. So the valuer said to him, what have you got under there, Billy? Well, he said, this hair thing is very heavy. That took me a long while to get out. He said, but that's been in my attic when my grandfather had the house. He said that was in my attic when my father and mother lived in the house, and that's been in my attic all the while I've been there. And I'd like you to tell me what it is and how much that's worth. And he pulled the sheet off and the valuer said, I can tell you what that is, Billy. That's your water tank. That's a rum, isn't it?
Oh, gal! Hair restorer and a permanent wave. That's awful.